It's like big teeth, claws. They have got intelligence. But their intelligence are applied in a different way. Everywhere, every field of activity requires intelligence. Best intelligence is how to become Krishna and perfect. That is the best intelligence. Otherwise, every field of activity is requiring intelligence. Without intelligence, you cannot make progress. So, the best use of intelligence is to become Krishna conscious and make life perfect. That is real intelligence. Krishna je bhaje sevara chatur. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is first class. But that is the solution of life. Otherwise, you become very intelligent, you get some money, get some prestige, some power. Well, what is that? Just after that, everything is finished. It will not stay. Then you begin another chapter, again struggling. Either human being, or cat, dog, or tree, or like that. That is nature's law. You cannot avoid. You are very intelligent, you have made your position very nice. That is all good. Come on. But, really, if at the time of death everything is taken away, then where is your intelligence? Whatever you have got, your position now in this body is very good. You have possessed so much bank balance, you have got so many services, and so many things according to your desire. You have got it. Very good. But at any moment, death will come and take away everything. Then what is your intelligence? Thank you. Where is your intelligence? Whatever you have got, you could not keep them. You could leave them and go. We are giving me all these things. And if I know as soon as I go out of this door, I cannot take it. I cannot keep it. So make some assets which you'll take with you. That is it. That is Krishna consciousness. Whatever degree of Krishna consciousness you have acquired in this life, let him go with it. And all other things will have to be yes. The people are trying for this material thing, which they will have to leave behind. They are not doing anything which they can take with them. Therefore, there is a verse. Find out this verse. Tattva sadhammam charanam bhujam hare. Sadharmam charanam bhujam hare patit prapu jadi padanna papuruta ubatra kapadra abhu kaunsa உபாசதன்னும் செல்லாம். Aims should be, let us try to become perfect Krishna consciousness. Because even I do not become 10% advanced in Krishna consciousness, still whatever percentage I have acquired in this life, it will go with me. Then he begins from that point of view. It will not go in vain. Other things, whatever we are acquiring, that we leave behind. The materialistic person, they are trying to construct a very big building. But we are also trying to construct a very big temple. So one may ask, then what is the difference? The difference is that the Gurmis who are working for constructing a skyscraper, he cannot take the credit with him. But a person who is trying to construct the same way, big temple, he will take the credit with him. The energy is the same. He is also collecting cement, stone, bricks. No, this is not in.
Tattvasadharmam?
I think that's in the first canon of the Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah, I looked in the Bhagavatam, I could not find it. There's another reason.
Tattvasadharmam. You do not know how to find the index. Or whatever.
I did not have time to bind it properly because it was just off the press, but I wanted you to.
Would you like your glasses?
Tattvasadharmam charanam bhujam.
You should read this book so nicely, just like a big lawyer. They go to the court and they cite under such and such section or such and such law, in my favor. He is a big one. Similarly, we have got so many books. If we can give reference immediately from the book, that means we are big. Big lawyer means you can give immediate reference from the law. Not that simply he has got this stamp, B.S., bachelor. There are so many lawyers, why one becomes big lawyer? He can give quotations from the law, okay? That is it. Well, we have to talk in the court on the law books. If you don't remember all the laws in different sections, then simply your BL stamp will not help you. Putigata vidya. Parahatta katam brahma. I am I'm a very rich man. Where is your money? It is in Bodhimodra's hand. So that is not actual position. And I am very learned, but I can speak when I see the book. These are very common. Puthi Gatavidya. One is very learned, but he is learned as long as he sees the book. Not without book. So, he should be quite conversant with the teachings as they are mentioned in the book. And find out, therefore the indexes were there. Find out.
Shall I read the verse? Chaktva svadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajanapapivota pate tato yagi Yatrakavat vadram abhud amusyakim Kovarta apto bhajatam svadharmata. Translation. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Purport. As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful...
He did serve everything and fairness to Krishna. And suppose in due course of time he falls down. So the Shastra says that even he has fallen down, he is not in loss. Because whatever he has done, that is his permanent asset. And the Kurmi generally, they did not take to Krishna consciousness all life, they simply become dutiful to the country, to the society, to the family, to the wife, or they are thinking that we are correct. But Shastra says, what is Ekkarusha? This man, although he has fallen down, could not finish his business, he is gainer. And this man, although he has not fallen down, he has done his material duties very nicely, what has he done? Very good. This fallen man, Krishna calls us fallen man, he is gainer than the dutiful man in the material activity. They say all this material, they say that this is our duty here. They say, what do you do without becoming Krishna conscious? We are doing our duty. But they do not know the real perfection of duty is when by your duty you have satisfied Krishna. That is it. Vannasamacharo tatrishinatna. Everyone has got some duty. But the duty is completed when Krishna is there. Otherwise, not.
How do we know when our duty satisfies Krishna?
Yeah, then therefore you have got spiritual master. If you satisfy your spiritual master, then Krishna is just a prasada of the Lord Krishna. You know? When you satisfy your spiritual master, then Krishna is just like the king and the commander. The soldier is not direct touch with the king, but he has satisfied the commander, then king is satisfied. If the commander recommends, yes, this soldier has done very nicely, then he is awarded, he is promoted, he is given medal. Not that the king has to see personally. He has no time to see each and every soldier all his day. The commander is in charge, and if he recommends, yes, this soldier has done very nice, then he is better. It is very simple. You don't require to contact Krishna always. Now, repeat this, you read, somebody read this book.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. My voice is not extremely
bad. You wrote it.
This is it's two essays.
It is and then the other.
Yes, the first essay is called Darwinism, the Monkey and Man. And the second essay is called Contemporary Civilization, Problem and Solution.
Very good.
So you have made some prize? No.
No, not.
Free?
Donation.
Oh, that means. Voluntary donation.
Yeah. Do you want me to read?
Yeah.
In the last 150, this is the Darwinism essay. In the last 150 years, modern science has wrought many changes upon human civilization. The most significant deal with our conception of life and place within its vast scheme. The ideas of Charles Darwin epitomized the revolution of thought that has accompanied the expansion of the role of science in our lives. Science now replaces God as the object of our worship, and man lives for the here and now rather than the hereafter. The ideas of Darwin have never been proved as being more than a theory, yet millions accept them as fact. In discussing their influence and implications, I shall suggest an alternate explanation of life, which does not depend upon imperfect human speculation, but is of divine origin. It is uniquely theistic, as well as rational and scientific. Locked within
this aspect, as soon as they hear divine, they lose it. Oh, he's a divine man.
He's on the other side. He's the enemy.
Because they always say, don't talk of divine. This very word, as soon as you say divine, so he will take it, oh, he's a divine man. Is it not?
Yes.
That is the mentality. You cannot talk even of God or divine.
Most of them wouldn't read it anyway.
Feel as soon as they hear, he's a divine. Oh, he's a divine man.
That word should not be there?
Huh?
You should not put that word there?
No, no. We must put. That is another thing. But these rascals are so advanced in rascalism. As soon as they hear about God and divine, immediately, just like we are, as soon as we call science, we immediately do it. There is another lesson. So this is the position. Do you know what is science? Albuga Samba. And they say they are biased. We say that they are humbug bogus. And they say they are biased. They are not scientists. This is funny. Jani sasaru vitanam pa jani kisam. It's like, I write books at night and others sleep. And at daytime I take some rest, they wash. What is it? So what is their night, that is our day. And what is their day, that is our night. God.
It is uniquely theistic as well as rational and scientific. Locked within the confines of the Sanskrit language, its significance has evaded Western man. Throughout the Middle Ages and Renaissance of Western civilization, people in general held strong Christian belief in the existence of one supreme God, and the fabric of life was woven of such faith. With the ushering in of the Age of Reason, the credibility of Christianity was severely tested on the pedestal of science. Unfortunately, the explanations of the Bible, upon which Christianity depended, were ill-suited to scientific and rational standards. Some recognized in the discovery of the scientific laws an enlivened appreciation of the glory of the supreme lawgiver who had designed his material creation with such finesse. Robert Pelley, a renowned naturalist of the 1800s, wrote, "There cannot be design without designer, contrivance without contriver." During the late 1800s, Christian doctrines concerning natural science came increasingly under attack. Unable to hold science at bay with its literal interpretations of the Bible, Christianity tried to adjust its theology to scientific change. The scientific community, increasingly materialistic, saw that the time was ripe to attack the faith of man in God and establish science as the new deity and scientists as its priests. The battle continues today. By promises of life from the laboratory and immortality within the fleshy body, mankind is hypnotized and deluded, thinking his origin as a molecular accident and his destiny as a god in his self-fashioned paradise.
They base their molecular accidents. The science begins from accidents. Is that very scientific proposal?
No.
Is accidents scientific? They admitted that that is the beginning of science, accidentally.
It is unscientific because an accident can never be proved by laws of reason or rationality. You can never use reason to prove an accident.
Yeah.
Because accident by its nature means...
Yeah, how it is scientific?
It is not.
Accident may take, may not take. That's very science. What did they say?
Never asked him that one.
Huh?
Never asked him that one.
They never said anything about it.
No. They're not questioned very much.
Who is questioned? The accident. How it is happening? The basic principle is wrong.
Yeah.
Accident. What is it? Wrong? Accident. What is it?
They say that science is the study of that accident, not necessarily that science is that accident.
Study. That's like the... some aeroplane. Crash, a little accident. After the accident is done, then they inaugurate the inquiry.
Yeah, they try to find out the cause.
But accident implies existence of action previous to the accident.
Well, you know what it is? They don't recognize that there is any supreme intelligence. So in the beginning they say there was no life, and then life was created. But because they did not admit that there was an intelligence to create life, therefore it had to be an accident. Once they admit that there was some intelligence to create life, then there has to be God. But if they say there is no intelligence before there was life, then life has to be an accident. Without God, it must be an accident.
Then why shall I take to science? Let everything go on with accident. But you talk of science. Science means systematic. 2 plus 2 equals to 4. This is science. Not that 2 plus 2 sometimes becomes 3. We have no such attitude. Mathematics is a science. Because 2 plus 2 equals 4, it is always happening. Not by accident, sometimes 3, sometimes 5.
That is a good argument. That is a very good argument.
Yeah. Then it is not science. If you base your knowledge on accident, then what is the question of science? Recently, what is that place? Belgrade?
Yeah.
Where?
Belgrade, Yugoslavia, or Czechoslovakia.
There. Very big train accident.
Yeah.
Very?
Yeah.
So, they will say it is accident. Actually, it is not accident. Then why, in similar condition, there is no disaster? It is a railway bridge. So, accidents took place. That the bridge was not strong enough. The cause was that the constructor made some mistake. So that it is not accident, it is due to the mistake the train disaster took place. Where is accident? If on this platform, if you load 3,000 kilos, then it will break. That is not accident. It is overloaded. Cause is that you do not know how to do things. You loaded which you should not have done. So it is not accident. It is due to a mistake. So what is the question of accident?
It's the same with cars. When two cars hit, they go, oh, an accident. But actually,
there was a mistake of the driver.
Yeah, somebody made a mistake or the car went off.
Moving the car, wrong angle.
Yes.
Angular, geometrical, angular. Little. Therefore, in every step, the master worker, they measure whether it is actually right turn. You know that? In India, this is an ordinary worker. So one layer of brick, then immediately they drop the thread, whether it is right or not. Then another layer. If there is no defense, not right or not, then they will adjust. So if you want right angle, then you can. And if the angle is mistaken, then it will gradually cut down and fall. Heavy load, if it stands on right angle, then it will stand. That is law of nature. And as soon as change the angle, you go against the law of nature, it will collapse. So there is no question of accident.
So there is no such thing as accident. There's really no such thing as an accident.
No, there is no nothing as accident. Sarva karma karma, karana karana. Karana means cause. Cause and effect. Everything is going on with cause and effect. Nothing that is blade of grass move without it. It's not accident. It's cause. And one knows the cause, he said.
Yes.
And one is fool, he will say accident.
Accident. Accident just means they don't know the cause.
Yes. All the scientists that we say fool. They do not know the cause. Then we do not accept accident and they do not accept divine. So this is our position. We won't accept their foolish talk based on accident. And they will not hear us because we talk of divine God.
The reason is because they are being paid to seek out answers still. If the answer was there already, they would lose their job. Their job would be finished. Right now, they're still trying to investigate the accident and come up with new theories.
They may be bright. That's why we select them.
The scientists would have us believe that they can create the kingdom of God without God. Darwinism is a prime factor in the tide of atheism. They would have us believe they can create the kingdom of God without God. Darwinism is a prime factor in the tide of atheism. With the help of genetics and modern biochemistry, Darwinism suggests a theory of existence where God is extraneous and human life becomes no more meaningful than various chemicals on the shelf of a laboratory. This was not a new idea, but had existed in various forms in the West from the time of the ancient Greek philosophers Anaximander and Empedocles. Even Darwin's first published paper on the theory of evolution was co-published with an almost identical one arrived at independently by Alfred Russel Wallace. Darwin's achievement was to present his ideas on evolution and natural selection in such a documented and convincing way that other current explanations seem childish in comparison. The stranglehold of literal biblical description on scientific thought was broken with Darwin's publication of The Origin of the Species. Up until Darwin's time, church doctrine as expressed by such authorities as Archbishop Usher specified the creation of the world as taking place at 9 a.m. October 23rd, 4004 B.C. His calculations taken from biblical record tracing the creation back to Adam and Eve. The church would not accept theories in biology, geology, or any other science that contradicted such biblical calculations. Church spokesmen found it difficult to refute Darwin's encompassing explanations. After some initial skirmishes, most realized the tide of the times and began to praise Darwin for showing how intelligently God had arranged for man to evolve. Darwin avoided mention of God in his writings. Privately, he admitted, "I look upon all human feeling as traceable to some germ in the animal." Blinded by atheism and ignorance, he was unable to see God's hand.
His hand is simply a suggestion, some germ.
Yeah.
Some germ.
See, if I say the railway accident took place on account of some ghost, it is like that. There are some ghosts and he caused it. It is some job. That's why I was thinking in my childhood, they think that I thought there is within the, what is called,
the
motor. There is a ghost.
There is what?
A ghost.
Ghost.
And I was thinking, gramophone. That thing goes there to the box. And the dog is sitting. I thought that there is a man. He's singing.
I when I heard the radio, I thought there were little people in there.
He was unable to...
This is another foolish theory. Describe the creation of the world taking place at 9:10 of the world.
That's what the Christians believed.
Yes.
That was also speculation, however. It's simply one man's speculation. From reading the Bible, he speculated. Actually, there is no such description in the Bible, but he speculated from the Bible that this is the day.
Blinded by atheism and ignorance, he was unable to see God's hand in the wonderful creation that he speculated upon. Darwin theorized that all...
Is there any such thing? The creation took place in life after 23?
Yes.
In the Bible?
In the Bible,
no.
Yes, there is. In the Bible, there is a list of... it says that the first man and woman was Adam and Eve. Then it gives a list of their descendants. So he calculated the... It gives the years each one of the descendants lived. So he calculated back... each one of those descendants back to the time of Adam and Eve. And then that's how he arrived at his conclusion of the creation.
There's no date in the Bible.
The date is not given, but the years of the descendants of Adam and Eve are given.
Yes?
Yeah, the years each family lived. And how, and their children, how long they lived. Going up and up, like that. So he calculated them all together and arrived at that conclusion. That 4000 BC.
So you believe in his calculation?
No, I don't believe, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's there in the Bible.
That's his interpretation.
Yeah. Well, we can go inside.
Theorized that all life has developed from one remote ancestor, from one cause.
Then God?
He does not say God. We say the same thing, but we say God.
No. He does not know who is the original ancestor. He does not know, but his suggestion is right.
Yes.
He says that there is one ancestor.
Who has
a wing? Vedanta Sutra, we say, Dharmadasyataha, that God means the original ancestor. Then Vedanta. God means the original ancestor. And that is further explained in Bhagavad Gita. When Aham Adihi Devana, we find out. Very
Aham
Adihi Devana.
Are you three? Are you three or not?
Yes, I think.
We let me know. You can sit down there, find out. Bathroom.
What is it, sir?
Namevi du suragana prabhavam nama maharsyaha ahamadihi devanam maharshvinam cha sarvasha.
So ahamadihi devanam, just if the Bible said the original Adam and Eve, we say Adam and Eve may be taken as Deva. Deva means superior than the human being or the demigod. So Krishna says that Adam and Eve is not original. I am the original. I am the origin of Adam and Eve. So in Darwin says that there is one origin, and Krishna. And Krishna says that I am the origin of everything. Then Krishna becomes God. And Darwin should accept, the Christians should accept, everyone. Darwin, a scientist, says that there is only one origin. He does not know who he is. And Christians say that Adam and Eve were created from God. And here is Krishna says that I am the origin. Well, why did they not accept? Here is the origin. You are searching who is origin. I am searching it. You know, the original person comes and says, yes, I am the origin. And is accepted by authority. Then why didn't you accept Krishna?
Actually, before Darwin became a demon, he was religious. He believed in God. But then he gradually disbelieved because he saw that there seemed to be some design in nature, but he could not. He saw that it was very cruel. So he said if there was a God, he would be kind. So because there is no beneficence, because there is no kindness in this plan, therefore there is no God. It's just like Dostoevsky, another great writer, Russian writer. He liked to believe in God, but he could not understand why a little child dies, because they do not believe in life in reincarnation. He could not understand why a little child dies, because a little child is innocent.
Why you banish Kuschev? Your prime minister. Why you banish?
Because he was incompetent. Focus.
You are so kind that you have criticized him. God. He's not kind. But why you become unkind? Nobody can hear his name very. Why you become unkind?
Or a criminal, putting a criminal in a prison is actually to rehabilitate.
They will say that man is imperfect. They will say that man is full of sin.
Yeah.
So he may be.
But you are criticizing God. You are imperfect. You are arrested. You are criticizing God. This is the answer. You are imperfect. Therefore you are criticizing.
Who are you to question God?
Therefore you are arrested. So why can I? Yeah. I shall not hear you. You are arrested, imperfect. You criticize me. Is that all right?
Yes, very cool.
The keys to your... The keys to your...
Why?
He's showing me how to pack up now.
So, one who criticizes God. And admits at the same time that he is imperfect. Then what is the meaning of it?
Yes, Dharin admits there are many things that I must speculate. There are many gaps in the facts that I have assembled.
But what is the meaning of speculating on the imperfect platform?
Here it said, in his diary, Darwin admits, quote, a constant tendency to fill up the wide gaps of knowledge by inaccurate and superficial hypothesis, unquote. He says this himself.
But this is honest enough to say that.
But everyone believes it. Everyone accepts it as a fact. They print in all the textbooks in America, in the high school, college textbooks, they print evolution as a fact. There's no, they don't say, well, this is just a hypothesis. They print it as, you must accept this. Every biologist accepts evolution to some degree. To a particular degree, they all accept it. Some accept it more than others, but they all accept it. If they do not accept it, they will not be accepted by the academic community. They will not be able to get a job. They must teach it.
But evolution doesn't answer the question of where life begins. Like one evolutionist, he says that when he speaks of life, he speaks of life on Earth. So he said that life on Earth could very easily have begun by someone from another planet coming here in some type of spaceship and leaving some type of living things, and then this began.
Yeah.
That's one current theory by prominent scientists.
What is that?
That someone from another planet, long time ago, came to the Earth. There was no life on Earth, and some living thing was left on Earth, and then the life on Earth began from there.
That is our truth. We, the whole Gita, we, God, we were shan, manavet, prabhu, manuvi, kham, vit, pravi, and our Gita. Shan Manometra. One who was the same world. We accept that somebody came from the sun planet. Somebody came from the moon planet. That somebody who came from the moon planet, his descendants are called Chandravamsi. And that somebody who came from the sun planet, his descendants are called Suryavamsi. So there are two descendants, Chandravamsi and Suryavamsi.
Imam devasate yogam tongaranam vyayam vishwa vishwa vivashwan manavita manavikshwasare bhavi.
The Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan, and Vivaswan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
The Manu is the son of the sun god that we get from Manu. Manu's descendants are called Manushya, coming from Manu, human race.
When they came, was there anything on earth, any life on earth?
Everything was there.
It was there pre.
Yeah, there's nothing. The moon gone, and then nothing. Now they, if there, everything is not there, then how they flourish? Yeah, and
were there any humans here when they came?
Human may not be there, but the trees are there. Otherwise, how they could be?
Yeah. So then there wasn't necessarily.
It is anywhere go. It's like I study. I'm traveling all over the world. I sometimes study, where is the difference between India and the South Africa? The same tree, the same land, the same water, the same bar. So why it is called Australia and that is called India? These are man-made. So we have come to Hawaii, where is the difference? The same banyan tree, the same mango tree, the coconut tree, the same thing are there in India. So it is our experience, wherever you go, you find the same thing. Same land, same water, same trees, same birds, same beasts, everything same. Why they did not find anything in the moon planet? But it is better. Why nature has made it better? And everywhere there are trees. How can I believe? Everywhere I go, any part of the world, the same thing, I want moon planet has done that it is different. What is that?
They would say that there's craters in
the volcano. They may say whatever they like. But our experience is that here in Hawaii there is crater, there is volcano, but still everything is there.
Sure.
So why I shall believe him as my practical experience?
What about a big desert?
Desert is also here. It does not mean that the whole world is desert.
Yeah.
But they say the whole planet is desert. What is it also?
Yeah.
How can I believe? Desert here is also. Caribbean desert, the Sahara desert. India, Rajasthan, but because there is desert, it does not mean that everything is finished or desert. There is desert side by side. Even within the desert, we find fertile places. We are going to the beach every day. We see in the sand there are so many places. Right? And so many living entities, the crabs, they are also living.
Even the desert is not lifeless. Even the desert is not completely lifeless.
No.
There are still animals.
There are so many plants. They grow especially in desert.
Cactus.
Yeah, cactus. The girl, and sandy place, the water will grow by the luxuriant. And where from the water comes? From the sand. Where is water in the sand? There are so many green plants. Yes, go and see them.
There are many types of desert animals.
Yes.
They're just suitable. Come out at night.
And we get the description from the Shastra, Bhagavad Gita. The living entities everywhere. How we shall believe in that? There is no meaning. You see practically. The wise man.
seemed like that whole moon thing was very much a show. One thing that they did was, when the United States landed, they took pictures. They had the flag, the American flag, and it looked like it was waving. And it was wide open, you know, it was that way, so you could see the whole flag. It was like it was flowing in the wind. But they admitted there was no wind. So they said that they had wired it. Somehow they had wired the flag so that it looked like it was blowing, or that it looked like it was open like this. And they took a picture in that way. They took a picture in such a way so that it looked like the flag was blowing. So it's very staged.
He postulated that some unknown force combined with time.
Again, I know.
And caused life to evolve into different species we see today, man being a further development of the monkey. In the writings of Thomas Malthus, an essay on population, Darwin found a mechanism that seemingly pushed evolution forward. Malthus says that animals and man reproduce in a geometric progression, while the supply of food in the world only increases arithmetically. He proposes that even if one species of life reproduced
in the egg, I see that.
As well, the supply of food in the world only increases arithmetically. He proposes that even if one species of life reproduced without any check, it would soon overrun the world. For how many thousands of eggs does one fish or insect lay? Malthus describes a constant struggle for existence in which the population of living organisms is trimmed, thus keeping an equilibrium in nature. Darwin suggests the struggle for existence would favor certain variations of life, allowing the fit
body to stand.
This variety actually keeps everything in balance.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So
but Darwin suggests that the struggle for existence would favor certain variations in life, allowing the fittest to survive and eliminating less fit ones in terms of food gathering, defense, reproduction, and environmental advantages. In other words, if it became very cold,
that everything is arranged by the nature.
Yeah.
So, what is the benefit we get from Darwin's theory? It is already made by nature.
Yeah.
So, what is Darwin's theory?
The scientists, they take credit for uncovering the existence of a law of nature.
That's how I study the law of nature.
That is true.
But the
law of nature is very strong, very powerful. You can do scientists. You are all.